Now I would like to talk about the parsha we read yesterday in Parsha Toldos. First we'll talk about the brachas that Yaakov took from Esav. It says in the pasuk that when Esav came in and he saw that he lost the brachas, so the pasuk says, "Kishmo Esav es divrei aviv, vayitzak tzeolko gdolo moro admod." A very bitter and strong shout. And he said, "Baruchini gam oni avi." And then it says in the pasuk, "Vayiso Esav kolo vayev." He said to his father, "Abrocho achas hilecho avi, baruchini gam oni avi, vayiso Esav kolo vayev." He cried. It says in the Medrash, in Yalkut Shimoni and Tehillim Perek Pei, it says, the pasuk goes as follows. Hashem Elokim Tzvokos Admosai Oshamto Bitzfilas Anecho. So when didn't you take our tzfilos? Hechaltom Lechem Dimo. You fed the Yidden, you fed the Jews Lechem Dimo, bread with tears. Vatashkemo, and you gave them to drink Bidmos Sholish, with three tears, with a third tears. So Rashi brings in the, on the spot, Rabboseinu Pirshu, Al Sholosh Dumos Shehorid Esav, Shenemar Bo Vayitzak Tzeoko, Hare Achas, Gedolo Hare Shtaim, Umoro Hare Sholosh, Valeem Zocho Lichios Al Charbo Voyokasher Tori. Esav shed three tears. In the Yalkut Shimoni it says, Vatashkemo Bidmos Sholish, Loshen 3. Omar Belozor, Sholosh Dumos Horid Esav Meino. Three tears Esav shed, he let out from his eyes. Echod me'eno shel yamin, one tear came out from his right eye. The echod me'eno shel smol, one came out from his left eye. Vashlishi soisak shura be'eno, the third one was hanging, tied up right by his eye. It didn't fall out, it came out of his eye, but it didn't fall out. Shenema batashkemo bidmoz sholish. Sholosh eno omer lo sholish. That means it was a third. There's three tears and one is still there. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Omri Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bizchus Sholosh Dumos Shehorid Esav Meinov, because three tears that Esav lowered came out from his eyes, he shlatato misofa olam v'ad sofo, you gave him power in the world, from the power on the whole world, v'nosato lo sholom b'olam hazeh, he has it well in this world. Onu, we the Yidin, Shedimoseinu, our tears, Tedira Bayomu Balailo Kelechem, just like we eat bread, the same thing, we have tears, we're always tearing just like we always eat bread. So many tears we shed. Alachas Kamo V'chamo Shetemali Olenu Rachamin. If tears have that power of giving even a Russia like Esav power over the whole world, so the power of our tears for sure should give us Rachamin. The Kachnemer Echalton Lechem Dimo. But Ashkemo B'dimos Shalish. Klausel is crying and saying that Akal V'choma from Esav's three tears, we should, Hashem should see our tears. And like it says in the pasuk, El Dimosi Al Techrash, you should hear and see our tears and give us Rachamim and begoel us from Esav. So I was thinking, what's the significance of these three tears? And the pasuk we learn it out from Tzoko and Gedola and Moro. And the Hemshech of this parak in Tehillim and parak Pei, there's another pasuk, and Rashi brings it in Chumash, it goes on Esav, and as well as the Medrash says. It says, Yecharsemeno Chazir Miyar. The pig, the Chazir from the forest, will eat it. The Ziv Soda Yereno. Ziv Soda is a different kind of a Baal Chai that he will also eat it. So Yecharsemeno Chazir Miyar, Rashi brings in the Chumash, goes on Esav, as well as in the Medrash. And here it says, the Ayin, Miyar is Nem Yud Ayin Resh. The Ayin that's in this word Miyar is the Ayin Tluyo. Rashi brings the medrash, why is it ayin tluya? Ayin tluya means that the ayin is not exactly in the same line as the mem, yud, and resh. It's hanging from the top, like hanging into the word, but not quite in the same line. So Rashi says like this, so ayin tluya, zochu Yisrael, if the Yidmur zoche, Hare Esav Oyevom, Esav, which is their enemy, Kechaya Sayor, Shein Lem Koach Lalos Liabayabosha. So he's like a chay of the or, because since the ayin is not exactly in the word, it sounds like chazir mi or, like without the ayin, so it's like he's in the swamp, and he's not with people, he's not on the yabosha where people are, that's when the yidnar zoche, so the ace of the enemy is away from them, he's not next to them, he's not bothering them. Bizman shapur onus nigzar lehem, if the yidnar are not zoche, and they do averis cholila, so then, misgaber kechaya sayar. Then it's as if Esav is in the forest, is on the land where people are. She mashcheses bo regis, and chazir miyar hu amolek. Chazir miyar is amolek because Rashi is Nehemshek says because amolek it comes from Esav, that Esav had one schus of schus ovos, that he was mechabed his father. The medrash it says that Esav had such kibudav that he used to put on big day. Malchus, when he went into his father, he honored his father very much. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Gadol HaDor, said that he can't come to half of the kibbutz that Esav did. And the Torah it says, we read yesterday, Beini Chabed Ov Be'ezed Adonov. Beini Chabed Ov, what the Tanakh says, the biggest kibbutz of the Esav. Esav was Mechabed, his father. He has that schus, so it's like the chazir, like the pig, that he has one siman tara on his foot. That's a siman tara that's on the outside, that his foot has cut hooves, split hooves. But the inside, the mala gera that he chooses cut, that's what we don't see from the outside. It's something from inside about it. He doesn't have any pneumius. He doesn't have a siman tara inside, just outside. That's why the pig, when he sits, he lays out his foot to show, and people should think that he's kosher, that he has a siman kosher, but really he's not. That's Esav, that he fools people, he trusts that people should think that he's okay, but really he's not. So again, in the pasuk it says Yicharsemeno Chazir Miyar, which is Esav, and Miyar, the ayin is Tluya. What's the ayin Tluya? The ayin that's hanging from the word from the top, and it's like part of the word and not part of the word, and it's Tolu. If we do a Chush, so the ayin is not in the word as well as Esav is not with people on land, he's not being Mazik to Klal Yisrael, and if Klal Yisrael is not Zoche, so then the ayin comes into the word, it's part of the word, then it's Miyar, and he's on land, and he's Mazik to Klal Yisrael. I was thinking that this ayin is the third tier. There's three tiers, we said. One tier comes out from the right eye, one tier comes out from the left eye, and the third tier is hanging in the middle, like the ayin Tluya. What's the tier from the ayin Yamin? What's the tier from the ayin Smol? The Gro says in the Agoda Shel Pesach, it says, Yish Omdolav Usenu Belonu. It talks about the Bris Ben Absorim. The Bris Ben Absorim is when Hashem was Mavtiach to Avraham Avinu that Klal Yisrael will be forever and Bizocha to Eretz Yisrael and all the good. So but there it says in Bris Ben Absorim, we say in the Agoda Shel Pesach, we talk about the Bris Ben Absorim. Yish Omdolav Usenu Belonu. This Abtocha that Hashem was Mavtiach, this promise that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, it stood up for us and for our fathers. Avoseinu v'lonu, shebechol dor v'dor, omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Every door, the goyim stand in front of us and they want to kill us. They want to wipe us out. V'akodesh baruch hu matzileinu miyodom. Hashem saves us from their hand. So the Gro says in the Agoda, miyodom is two yodaim, shnei yodaim, yamin v'smol, the right hand and the left hand. The Gemara says in Sota, Lo'olam tei smol doche v'yamin mekareves. A person is, the way he should act to people is, or people that he needs to give tochocha, so you always, you're mekarev with your right hand, and you're doche with your smol, with your left hand. That means you do both. While you're pushing somebody away, you push him with the weaker hand, with the left hand. And you mekarev him, you bring him closer with your right hand. Never push away somebody b'shnei adam. The Gemara says, Lo ke lisho shedochfu legechazi b'shnei adam. And lo ke Yeshua ben Prachya, that he was doche acher b'shnei adam. And what came out of it, we know during all the Doras, all the Inquisitions and everything came out from the fact that Yeshua ben Prachya was Doche Osa Ish B'Shnei Adam. So Shnei Adam you don't use to push away people. You're Nekarig with your right hand and you're Doche with your left hand. And always the Dchia, the pushing away, is always less than the Kiruv that you're bringing the person to closer to you, to closer to Hashem. Always be Mekarig more than your Doche. So that's what it says in the Pesuk. And the grossest pshat in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asileinu Miyodom, Yamin, the small means the koach of the Dchiyah that Esav has, the Goyim have, and the koach of the Kiruv that the Goyim have. Because the Goyim, sometimes they do us Gzeiris and they act against us, the Golui, that's like small Doche. We see their Gzeiris and they're against us, and we react. And we go, we don't listen to them. But then there's another way that the Goyim tries to get us to do Averus and to be Madcheos. They try to be our friends. They try to be Mekarevus, like you mean Mekarevus. They try to show that they're friendly with us, and then they throw us into the evil. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis, Shuvi Shuvi V'Nechazeboch. So the Medrash it says, come to us, shuvi shuvi, come closer to us, the Goyim say to Klalis, or come to us and we'll make you officers, we'll make you prime ministers, we'll give you a state, we'll have everything you'll want, you'll have just become close to us. So the Klalis says, no, shuvi shuvi v'nech zeboch, ma techezu bashulamis. The Klalis answers and they say, what do you want from us? What can you give us? Can you offer us? Kimcholat amachanaim, the end of the pasuk says, Ma techezu bashulamis kimcholat amachanaim. Can you give us the mecholat amachanaim? Means the fact that in the midbar, Klal Yisrael was surrounding the Mishkan. They were all around the Mishkan, and the Shekhinah was in the middle, and everybody was close to us, the Shekhinah of Hashem, the closest that's possible in all the doros. If you can give us that, then you have what to offer. But since you can't give us that, you have nothing to offer us, we're always striving and trying to get closer to Hashem, to get back to the matzav of Mecholas HaMachanai. Mecholas is like a circle, like a dance around the machanos. It's like there's a story, Rabbi Yisrael Gustman, Zichron HaTzadik Livrocha, once he said they were going to give him kovod in a certain Knesia Gedola. So he said, you can't give me kovod. You can't offer me any kovod more than what I once had. Once I came into a meeting and Reb Chaim Moser stood up for me. That was the peak of the kovod that a person could come to. If you can offer that, you can offer me kovod. There's nothing else that could come close to that. That's the same thing that Klal Yisrael answered, they're going, you have nothing to offer us. We had Kimcholas HaMachanaim, we had the Digle HaMidbar. So Esav shed a tear from his right eye. So he got a koach of Yamin Mekarevus, that he could do Gzeiros. He has the power to do Gzeiros in the disguise, in the form of being Mekarevus, but really he means to do evil and to bring us to Averus. Or he shed tears from his left eye, which gave him a koach of small Doche, that he has Gzeiros and Redifus, and he does Gzeiros against us, to kill us, in open. Those are the two koches that he got from the ayin yamin and the tear from the ayin small. But then there's a third tear. The third tear that came out, the third dima, is still hanging, like the ayin teluya. Ayin is loshen ayin. So that ayin teluya is the dima shlishis, the most shalish that's still hanging in his eye. And that one, it didn't fall down and it didn't go back in. That's totally in us. It's up to us to decide where that tear goes, if that tear goes in or out, if it's chazir mi'or or it's chazir mi'as. That's the ayin teluya that it says in this pasuk. Talking about yad, there's just a few more minutes. We'll mention one more inyan. The gemara we just learned, daf nun gimel in Menachos, the gemara says, open the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Yavo Yadid, Ben Yadid, a friend. Yadid is a friend. Yobo Yedid Ben Yedid, a friend, the son of a friend, Yivne Yedid Li Yedid, Bechelko Shel Yedid, Bizkapro Bo Yedidim. So the Gemara says, Yedid is Shlomo HaMelech, that Hashem called him Yedidia, a friend, and Yedid is Ben Yedid, the son of Avram Avinu, that's called the Yedid Mali Yedidi Beveisi, and he'll build Yedid, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is called Ma Yedidus Mishkanei Sechot, a friendly a place. The Yedid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says the Pasuk Ashira no Li Yedidi, and the Chelek of Yedid is Binyamin. Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem Yishkan Avet HaCholom. And it's coupled by Yedidim, because it says, Mosati es Yedidus Nafshi Bechafu Yedeo. I gave my friend's soul is Yedidus Nafshi in the hands of her Oyevim. It's interesting that the Pasuk is talking about Shvach for Klal Yisrael, Shvach for Hashem, that he's so friendly and he gives such tovus for Klal Yisrael. With the friendliness of Klal Yisrael, it's called Yedidus Nafshi Bechafu Yedeo, Dafka Pasuk from the time of the Churban. The same thing with Avraham Avinu that it says it's called Yedid, because it says Mali Yedidi Bevesi, what's my friend doing in my house? And the Gemara a few lines later dashes it on the Churban that Beshas the Churban Beshor Omer Abitzak Beshor Shechorav Beis Hamikdash Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Shoyomik Beis Hamikdash, and he told him Mali Yedidi Bevesi, and there is a whole dialogue between Hashem and Avraham Avinu, and it's called Yedid Dafke by the time of the Churban. I once heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Obermeister a sentence, and I didn't hear the rest of it, so we'll try to figure out what it means. Rabbi Yitzchak Obermeister said, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, of sentence, that Yedid is a Lashon Yad Yad, two hands. And we'll try to explain that. We said before, from the Gron, that Agoda Shel Pesach, there's two hands. There's Yad Yamin and Yad Smol. And we said those are the two tiers of Esav, from Yamin and Smol. The Klal is Smol Doche, Yemin Mikareves. Rashi in Chumash says in the Shira Sayam, Yemin Cho Hashem Nedol Bashoyach, Yemin Cho Hashem Tiratz Oye, two Yemin. So Rashi says, Shnei Peomim. Yemin Cho, Rashi says, Shnei Peomim, twice Yemin. Sheiswel Osin Ritzon Hashem Mokom. A small nasis yamin. There's no left hand. There's no small docher. When Israel does the rotzon of Hashem, so we have two yamin hands. Ki'ilu, that means when we talk about Hashem's yad yamin or Hashem's yad small, it always means the hashpah. The way Hashem is mashpia and he guides the world is like a yad yamin or a yad small. We're not talking about Hashem himself. We're talking about the way Hashem is guiding the world. So it's hanhoga. His guiding of the world is twice. Two yamins when Yisrael or Osim is Tono Shomokim. We don't have the Yad Small that's Doche. And also, the Pasuk in the Hemshech of the Shira says, Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yodecho. So Chazal say that a Mikdash is a big thing. It's a God of the Beis HaMikdash that Hashem made it with two Yodayim, B'Shnei Yodayim. Shnei Yodayim, we'll say Pshat, is B'Shnei Yodayim is Yamin and Small. That means that just like we said, that when Yisrael Hashem Ratzono Shomokim, both Yodayim are called Yamin, and they're not called Small. There's another posik that it says, there's a posik that it says in Eicha, Heishiv Ochor Yamino Mipnei Oyev. Hashem, by the time of the Churban, he put his right hand in back of him because of the Oyevim. Rashi says over there in Pesachim, in Daf, Nun Vav, Rashi says, over there it talks about the Zman HaGeula, when Hashem will bring back the Ketz HaYomim. The Gemara says that there are things that are Mechuser, that we don't know about. I'll read the Gemara in. So, Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Lebon of Ketz HaYomim. Yaakov wanted to tell the secret, when is the Ketz HaYomim, the end of the, when the Geula will be. So Rashi says, and he wasn't able to say it, he forgot it. It was Nelam from him. Rashi says, Ketz HaYomim, Sheyachzir Yemino Lefono, Sheheshiv Ochor Yemino Mipnei Oyev. When the enemies came into the Beis HaMikdash, It's as if, Ki'ilu, Kebiyochel, that Hashem took his right hand and he put it in back of him. We can't see the Yamin Mekarevis anymore. And by the Ketzer Yomim, when the Geula comes, Moshiach comes, Hashem will Ki'ilu, it'll be as if somebody took his right hand from back of him and he shows it in front of us. What that would mean, according to what we were talking till now, that there's two Yadayim, there's the Yad Yamin and the Yad Small, which comes from the Groan, the Agodesh al Pesach. So the Pshat would be like this, because the Gemara in Kedushin says, Nizmo l'osof, kino l'osof mi boile, and we once mentioned it, kino l'osof mi boile, omi she'shofa chamoso be'itzim v'avonim, Rashi brings it in Kedushin. Shofa chamoso al'itzim v'avonim, that instead of that Hashem should let out his anger on Klal Yisrael, so he let it out on the Beis HaMikdash, which is stone and wood. The main thing of the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the person. B'sochom l'nemal, b'sochom l'nemal, b'sochom l'shachanti b'sochom, and the Sforim bring down that it means b'soch libo shel kol echod v'echod. The Beis HaMikdash is really in the heart of a person, and the gilui of the Beis HaMikdash is when it's built. But when there's the churban, so we don't have the etzim ba'avonim of the Beis HaMikdash. A person could make evne mikdash b'serch libi. A person could make in his horse, he could also make a Beis HaMikdash. Simen l'adova, there's a mission that says in Brochus that you're supposed to be mispara to the kibun of the Beis Kodesh HaKodoshim, if you know where the Kodesh HaKodoshim is. But if you don't know where the Kodesh HaKodoshim is, so you chaven libo the kodesh hakadoshim. That means your lathe, you could make it into a kodesh hakadoshim and be mechaven, and that will be where the tefillah will go. So when Hashem was machiv the Beis HaMikdash, and he was shofa chamoso aleitzim avonim, it really looks like as if the yamin mekareves became small, as if it's too small, the yadayim small, and they were both docha. But really, that's the act of yedidus, because of that, Klal Yisrael was saved, and all the Charonach didn't go on Klal Yisrael. So Memele, really, the small Docher was really a Yamin, but we couldn't see it. So that's why I would say that the Gemara Menachos that we just learned, it says, why is the Beis HaMikdash called Yadid? The Gemara brings, why is Yisrael called Yadid? Nosati es Yadidus Nafshi Bechafo Yevel. The semen of the Yedidus of Hashem with Klal Yisrael, that simon of Yedidus, a dafka posik that says by the Churban, Nosati is Yedidus Nafshi b'chafo Yevel, because Hashem did an act of Yedidus, of Yad, of two Yodayim, Yad Yamin and Yad Small, that the two Yodayim, that to us it looks like they were two Yodayim of Small, really they were two Yodayim of Yamin, because he was Machriv the Churban, the Machriv the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't Machriv Klal Yisrael, so that's why it's called Yedidus. And it's made in a place where it's Chelko Shel Binyamin, that's called Yedid. And we see, it's interesting that by Binyamin, in the Old Tanakh, you see that Binyamin had an Iter Yad Yamin, by the Mice of Pilegish Begivo, it says that they had many soldiers that were Iter Yad Yamin. That means their Yad Small was like a Yad Yamin. By Binyamin, we would say that by Binyamin, the two Yadayim are usually the same. Either they're too small or too Yamin. And the shofet that came from Binyamin was a Iter Yad Yamin. That's why there's Yabo Yadid, and you should build a Beis HaMikdash that's a Yadid, and a Chelko Shel Yadid, which should be Zechet at the Korah.
Amen. That's your Korah, that looks happy for the making of the Korah.
Is there a source?